the third case of some 3,500 against the chemical company DuPont reached an initial verdict today. The case stems from the company's widespread water contamination with a chemical known as C8. The jury awarded the plaintiff, Kenneth Robert Vigneron, $2 million so far. The Ohio man says he got testicular cancer because he was exposed to C8 through public water supplies in Belpre and Little Hawking. Both towns are near the company's Washington Works facility in West Virginia. DuPont's lawyers argued that Vigneron's lawyers didn't prove C8 causes cancer, but the jury said the company's conduct was malicious. That means more damages may be awarded. A Charleston lawyer, Harry Ditzler, who was among those to file the original class action lawsuit against DuPont in 2001, says he was not surprised by the verdict.
It's the same set of facts that DuPont contaminated the drinking water. DuPont knew that it was contaminating the drinking water and knew that the chemical would cause disease.
Vigneron is the latest plaintiff to have his case against DuPont considered by a jury in federal court. The previous two trials ended similarly, with juries awarding millions to cancer-stricken residents. Ditzler says another 40 cases are scheduled for trial through 2017. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling, West Virginia.